10, number one for new country. It's 102.7 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. What a weekend for Tri-Cities. Of course, coming off the boat race weekend. Congratulations to our winners. It was good. It was fun. And what a weekend. Patty got to go see Morgan Wallen. So you were out of town enjoying that show with Miranda Lambert, weren't you, Patty?
It was so fantastic. Yeah. I thought Morgan Wallen and Jelly Roll, holy buckets. Morgan Wallen is it.
Yeah,
that's where it's at.
Really that good.
Miranda Lambert?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She's amazing, too, right?
Holy buckets.
I do have to ask one question, though.
What?
Somebody had posted over the weekend on Facebook the parking at $100. Did you see any of those signs at all while you were walking?
Could I just tell you that my Uber was like half that?
That's what people said. That's what people said. Under that,
I thought like $50 going a block.
Yeah. You saved yourself $50. Everybody said that. When they saw the sign, they said, you Uber in now. That's the way to do it.
Holy buckets. To get on the tram to go, it was packed.
Yeah.
I didn't do it. I Ubered in.
Right. So I saw that, and someone had posted in this Facebook said Morgan Wallen parking $100, and then underneath you were like, well, Uber in or walk or do anything else but that. I was like,
well, and come on now, you've got green scooters, you got bikes.
Oh,
there's so many different ways.
Those Lime scooters are hilarious. Yeah. I'd love to see Jeff on one of those.
Oh, he wouldn't do it. He goes, what if I fall?
I know, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. All right, let's get your day started. 65 degrees, gonna be hot, 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 and also. So speaking of hot, watershed around the corner.
Man,
so,
oh, look at, did you see?
You got a big stack of tickets over
Santa
there.
Santa arrived.
That's right. So what we're going to do is you got to download the KORD mobile app, and we will not tell you when we're going to give away those tickets, but you will get an app alert, and that'll give you the caller number that you need to be. So it could happen anytime during the show.
You better get that. You better get the app. You better get the KORD mobile app.
If you don't have the app, go download it right now on the website. You'll be good to go. All right, so let's get the day started. You got Rick and Patty. Good morning. Welcome to your Monday. 102.7 KORD.
Listening to Rick and Patty in the morning on number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
Mid Hits Carolina, 622, number one for new country. It's 102.7 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in this morning as you get up and get going. You might be recovering from boat race weekend.
I heard some things.
Or art in the park, which was absolutely fantastic.
Yep.
My wife went down there, bought a couple bracelets,
She did.
Yep, she had a great time at art in the park, and she went with her friends paddleboarding near Howard Eamon Park.
Very cool.
She said it was packed out down there.
Oh, yes.
So awesome boat race weekend, awesome art in the park. Our big, huge, massive pet adoption event.
How'd that go?
That went awesome, too. So shout out to a lot of things going on in the Tri-Cities over the weekend.
That's right.
And welcome back if you're recovering or if you're still sleeping in. That's okay. All right, Facebook fun to get the day started. We took a hot dog here, and you can add 3 toppings on your hot dog. What are you adding this morning there?
Mustard, chili, and cheese.
Oh, man.
That's me.
That's what I forgot about. I said mayo, relish, and ketchup.
But there you go.
But I had forgotten about the chili. I should have gone for the chili cheese dog.
Yeah.
We've been on this diet. So guess what I have not had.
I know beans they're not part of the plan.
That's right. They're not part of the plan. You can't, you know, and I don't think cheese is either. There's no cheese on there, is there?
Cottage cheese for me because I'm kind of vegetarian.
Okay.
So,
all right.
I'm okay with that.
So Pat says only 2 for me, dill relish and mustard. Oh, good pick there, Pat.
I like dill relish.
And Devlin says, oh yeah, cheese kraut hot sauce. I forgot about some people.
Sauerkraut. My husband loves sauerkraut.
Yeah, Megan loves it too. I've never been a big sauerkraut fan, but there you go. So a couple people already chiming in on it. So there you go. As we're celebrating these wonderful barbecues that we got going on this summer, there you go. You can top off this hot dog. You can add 3 toppings on your hot dog. What are you adding? That is the Facebook fun. You got Rick and Patty. 102.7 KORD.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the KORD mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
7 KORD at 6:36. You got Rick, you got Patty. We're going to just dive right into those Nashville news.
We are. And Luke Bryan talks about the goal when he records a song. He says he always wants his songs to get people emotional.
I've always really been able to want to balance between heartfelt songs, emotional songs, love songs, kind of sexy songs. I mean, I wanted to have songs that really get people emotional. It's what I always wanted to do and what I always dreamed of. And every night I'm like, This is pretty amazing.
Well, clearly, some people were pretty emotional in North Dakota. Authorities say that they're working to identify the person who struck Luke with an object near the end of his set at the North Dakota State Fair on Saturday. There's a viral video. I saw it on TikTok showing Luke getting struck in the face by what appears to, it looks like a ball. I wasn't quite sure what it was. Yeah, he was singing Country Girl, and others say it was a crushed up beer can. The Ward County Sheriff's Office says a criminal investigation hasn't been opened yet because they haven't received a complaint from a victim. But yeah, no, Luke just, he keeps singing, but.
Right. But why,
I mean.
Why do they,
I don't know.
It's got to be distracting too. You're performing up there and stuff just comes flying your way. I mean, I understand like back in the day it was the bras and brassieres and stuff.
Yes.
But not beer, you know.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway. Tim McGraw showing he's a proud dad in a video he posted to TikTok. He shares a clip of his daughter singing on stage with a caption that says, "One day you're watching your little girl take her first steps. The next she's stepping onto a stage, chasing her dreams." Tim's post came as a celebration of his younger daughter, Audrey, wrapping up her first international tour. She's been touring as part of Brandi Carlile's The Lost Time Tour, which consisted of 12 dates in the UK, Scandinavia, France, Germany, and more. And Hunter Hayes is heading to Idaho this September. He is going to be playing a charity concert. We haven't heard that name in a while.
I know, it's been a while.
Right? The United We Stand to End Child Hunger concert is taking place in Burley. That'll be September 13th. Hunter will be hitting the arena stage at the fairgrounds at 8 p.m. With every ticket sold, a portion of the proceeds will help provide thousands of meals to local children in need. And finally, Zach Brown says he's going into debt to make his dreams come true. In an interview with Us Weekly, he explained that the group's upcoming residency at the Sphere in Las Vegas has been a financial challenge. However, he also appears to be unfazed by the sacrifice, saying there's a lot of forces that are always trying to distract you from what you're doing, and you just got to keep going. Zach did not go into specific details about how much it costs to fund the band's 6-show residency.
Wow.
At the Sphere. That's a big deal.
That's a huge deal.
Those are your trending headlines.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Kid Rock 649, number one for New Country. It's 1027 KORD. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in this morning. Always great to be with you right now, about 65 degrees and sunshine. All right, here is what we're going to do.
What's
for
up?
Some watershed passes.
Oh, man.
The only way you're going to win this is, of course, downloading the KORD mobile app. And, of course, your Google Play's got it for you, your Apple Store's got it for you. Doesn't cost you anything. But we will be sending out an app alert later on in the show, and that will be your cue to call in and grab up these watershed passes. I know you got the wristbands and all that.
I do. I'm looking at them right now.
Yeah, you got them on your side of the room. It's a big deal, and we want to send you off to watershed. So make sure you download the KORD mobile app. If you've already got the KORD mobile app, you're already good to
go.
Good
on
you. You're good to go, and when you see that app alert, we're going to tell you what caller number we're going to take to get these tickets out the door. Now, It's going to be a surprise. Trust me, we're not going to go. If you're listening on air right now, it will not be announced on air when that app alert will go out.
It's going to be a surprise. We're just going to do it.
That's right.
We're not saying anything on the air.
Right, exactly. So you got to have the app. So go download the app. Get ready to play along right there on your KORD mobile app. We'll give you a shot at Watershed. I know it's like press gold. I get it. It's the hottest ticket in town. We got those Watershed passes. But we're only asking one thing of you, and that's make sure you have your KORD mobile app.
And it's free.
And it's free.
I mean, come on.
If you want to play along, there you go. So Watershed passes on the way this morning, 1027 KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Number one for New Country, it's 1027 KORD. Rick and Patty with you. Good morning, 707. Always great to be with you. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Well, over the weekend, we had boat race weekend. We had art in the park and just a lot of gatherings going on. And looks like that Sarah had an issue over the weekend. What's up with Sarah here?
Rick and Patty, do you think it's okay to take your own leftovers home from a gathering? We were invited to a gathering over the weekend. Our job was to bring dessert and whatever we wanted to drink. So we bought a big box of fresh cookies, a bottle of wine, and a six-pack of beer. So at the end of the night, there was still half a bottle of wine, 3 beers, and a dozen cookies. So my husband packed it to take home. I explained, that's rude because they hosted and you're supposed to leave that stuff behind. He says, no, it's ours. We should get to take it home. What's the right thing to do here? Sarah in Richland.
All right, Jeff, I'm going to solve this for you this morning. So, no.
You leave it there.
So,
Jeff. That's right. That's my husband.
So this is going to be the one time that that I do not have from my foster mom a pearl of wisdom. So I actually believe in this particular situation.
You could take it home.
That if you wanted to, it's yours. You could take it home. Because I've seen my wife, we've done a potluck or whatever,
yeah,
where she's brought a dessert. And then there, if there was still dessert left, she'd take it home. So in this situation, now,
if nobody else wants it, I guess, I would ask.
I usually would ask, but it is yours. It is yours.
Well, I say like if it's in your Tupperware bowl
or containers. Most people I've known have usually swept it out of their Tupperware and took their Tupperware and left the food behind for the host.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand where you're coming from, Sarah. I do understand. But from the etiquette that I was taught as a kid, this one might be okay. Like, it is yours, technically.
I would leave it. I've always left it. I've never taken my stuff back.
Yeah, I never have ever either. But I think in this particular situation, if you really wanted to, you probably could. I don't know if there's any etiquette. There was this book called Miss Manners or whatever. Anybody got a Miss Manners book that you can thumb through and let us know?
Yeah, I don't know what etiquette is here. Now, I would leave it though.
Now we get to have a little bit of fun with this for a second because it's so funny. We used to host the boat race weekends, and we had a guy that would bring Tupperware. So let's say it was pizza. Let's say it was Bonefish Grill. And the radio station would host us in the tent in years past,
there's
right?
There's always leftover food.
There was always leftover food. And he would
plan for it.
He planned for it. So he'd bring his own Tupperware. Everybody laughed about the situation because now some people would say, oh, well, the food didn't go to waste. Yeah, but he didn't leave anything for anybody else. I mean, if it was left there or if you know, you just saw him. He didn't ask. He just started scooping.
Know.
He just started scooping up the food into Tupperware. So so that was the running joke was he brought his own Tupperware to these things. So and I know we're doing a big going away for Woody this week. And he would have been the guy that would have brought Tupperware for the big going away. Like if there was any hamburgers left over, hot dogs, and he wouldn't ask. He'd just start scooping it up. And loading up. So anyway, all right, Sarah, we're gonna do our best to solve this for you. What do you got? Any stories you can talk like that? Or
I do not.
But and we do have a running joke here in the building that if you leave anything in the kitchen, it's gone. That's the whole point.
We do have somebody here on staff that takes home everything.
Yeah, sure, exactly. I mean. So that's if you want to get rid of your cucumbers, you want to get rid of your peaches. My wonderful neighbor, gave us some peaches, and she goes, "Oh, I know it's a lot." And I said, "No, I'll drop this off at the station in the break room."
We're vultures.
Yeah, the break room will be it'll be cleaned out. Don't worry about it. You don't have to worry about your peaches, lady. All right, so here we go. All right, Sarah, do our best to solve it for you. 547 KORD. It's other people's problems this morning. Brought to you by Cliff Septic. Let us know. Call us 547 KORD. App chat us what you do in the situation. We want to know. You got Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
One for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD. You got Rick. You got Patty. Good morning. 7:18 sunshine for you right now and 67 degrees. So we're taking your calls, 547-KORD on the app as well. Potluck etiquette. So Melissa, help us out.
Good morning. I'm listening to you guys coming in from Toppenish. Every once in a while, I treat myself to a Krispy Kreme donut.
Ooh, yummy.
I took it to work.
Yeah.
I laid it on the table next to my coffee. And one of the guys that I work with
took it.
There was two donuts in the bag, and I was going to take one home to my husband. And he took one of the donuts.
No.
And I just happened to walk in on my break, and I saw him eating. I went, oh, yeah, you got a Krispy Kreme this morning, didn't you? He goes, yeah, there's one in the bag over there left. I went, dude, that was mine.
Oh, jeez.
Do you know what?
Yeah, so
that So years ago, I was working. Rick, remember how we're not supposed to eat in the studio? So I had a hamburger. I got a hamburger, and I had it in the break room, and somebody ate it. Somebody took it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. So what did you do in this situation? What did you do?
She told him.
Well, I told him. I said, dude, that was mine. And I go, I just got that. And he goes, oh, I'm so sorry. It took him 3 weeks, but he got me two more.
That was nice.
To replace the one that he ate.
Yeah, absolutely, Melissa. So, yeah, but like that guilty conscience. Oh, yeah. It's like you ate it. But, yeah, that's why we joke about not leaving anything in the break room because it'll be gone. It'll be gone.
Because we're not supposed to eat in the studio here, so I had it in the break room.
Yeah. But you said you took a bite out of it, too.
I did, and that's why I was shocked. I was like, are you kidding me?
That's so weird. I know. That's weird. That's like weird. So, yeah, someone walks by and sees a half-eaten hamburger and like, I'll just eat the rest of it. What?
I mean, I saw somebody left a burrito in the microwave.
Oh, yeah, I don't touch
it.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't take it, right? I just left it sit there. But, yeah. I mean...
I know, people.
Stranger things, I guess.
Stranger things. Melissa, thanks for the call. And thanks for coming in from Top Finish listening this morning. We appreciate you. 1027 KORD.
The KORD Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
And of course, Patty had such a great time over the weekend seeing Morgan with Miranda Lambert. It was absolutely a fantastic show, as you said.
It was amazing.
It was amazing in Seattle. So if you got to see that over the weekend, awesome. If you did boat races over the weekend, awesome. Art in the Park, awesome. Pet adoption, awesome. Lots going on, and I'm glad everybody's back with us on Monday. Now, kicking off this week, of course, we're getting ready for Watershed. Another great reason to download your KORD mobile app. The only way you're going to get Watershed passes this time around, it's not going to be a 720 call-in. It's going to be a surprise app alert that'll go out, and it'll tell you when it'll tell you when to call and what color number we're looking for, and it's going to be a surprise attack. So when it happens, and then of course you'll hear the winner, and people who don't have the app will hear somebody winning Watershed going,
How did
I miss out? They didn't say it because it's very
But you better have the app.
Right. So go down.
You better have the app.
Go grab the KORD mobile app, and you'll be good to go. We're going to give our next set away here before 9 o'clock. We'll tell you that at least. So grab the KORD mobile app while you're doing that. So me, of course, my weekend a little bit more boring than Patty's weekend. I had to watch Happy Gilmore 2.
Everybody was. You're not the only one.
Because that was one of my favorite movies many years ago, and I still love it. So I did watch Happy Gilmore 2 over the weekend. Now, do you know someone who shares the same name as a famous movie person or TV character? Because apparently Ball State University has a golfer named Happy Gilmore. That it's an actual true, it's a true person, and interesting enough, he's even got endorsement deals with Arby's. The real Happy has never met Adam Sandler.
Interesting.
Somebody watched this movie and of course had a child named Happy Gilmore. So and he's a golf. He golfs.
Yeah.
So how cool is that? So do you know a person who shares the same name as a famous movie or TV character? Mm. I'm trying to think. So for my son, he's named after Wolverine, which is Logan. Right. So a comic book character, but that's not the same as a movie or TV character. So anybody that you recall that people liked?
I don't. I don't have anybody that is named after anybody famous.
All right.
I have friends who have a dog named Brett Favre.
Okay.
But
I know because of the movie Twilight.
Yeah.
That Bella became a big one. You know.
Oh, I see. Even the first name.
Yep.
Hunger
Games, Katniss, I'm sure became a big name. With the newborn, you know, kids these days, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know anybody named that.
I know, but they're all influenced by different things.
Yeah.
For us, Bodhi, our dog, is named after Point Break. So there you go. The character, Patrick Swayze's character in Point Break.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll take some calls, have some fun with this. What is their name? And what
were they named after?
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll take some calls. Yeah, because, we know that Pete, part-time Pete, his daughter's name is Kyrie, which is after the basketball player. So if you ever... So we got a bunch of whole names for you there. So all right, 547-KORD. Take some calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 1027-KORD.
Country, it's 1027-KORD. You got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning. It's 748. Sunshine for you right now. 70 degrees on your Monday commute. All right, over the weekend, it made its debut on Netflix, Happy Gilmore 2. It got us thinking that there actually is a Happy Gilmore golfer out there, a real person. I think his parents named him that, and he's into golf. So we thought about unusual, you know, famous movie names, TV characters.
Who were you named after?
I was not named after. I was named after my great-grandfather. But Logan was named after Wolverine.
Gotcha.
Patty was named after St. Patty's Day, if you're ever curious about that. So we've been taking your calls, 547-KORD. Tell us who you were named after, or do you know someone who's named after what? Give us the name.
When I was in high school, mm-hmm. this guy His name was Dawson.
Oh.
Dawson's Creek.
Yes.
And I was obsessed with Dawson's Creek. His name was Dawson.
Oh, my. All right. She was obsessed with Dawson's Creek, and his name was Dawson. Did he have the, you know, did he have the blonde hair and the blue eyes like he did? So 547 K-O-R-D, famous movie or TV characters, what were they named after?
I named my daughter after Sleeping Beauty.
Oh.
Aurora.
Aurora.
And the Sleeping Beauty is my favorite princess, so it works out perfect.
I love that.
That's cool.
I did not realize that Sleeping Beauty actually had a name.
I
Aurora.
Didn't either.
Her name's Aurora. That's a great name. So loving these calls, guys. Keep them coming. 547 K-O-R-D. Named after a famous movie or TV character. If you are, we want to know. Rick and Patty, 1027 K-O-R-D.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027-KORD.
Bottoms up, number one for new country, 1027-KORD. I think we told you that little secret contest going on for watershed passes. If you got the app alert, you're already calling like crazy. Everybody's calling like crazy right now. And we're looking for caller number 10.
1027-KORD.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Chris. How are you guys doing?
Good morning, Chris. Congratulations. You're going to watershed.
All right. Nice.
You got it, buddy. Congratulations. Caller number 10. Congrats.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you, Chris, for listening. And there you go. That's how we do it. So this little secret contest is going on, but you got to have the KORD mobile app. It doesn't cost you anything to download.
It does not.
It. And then, of course, we send out the little, and now it could happen tomorrow at 6:20. It could happen at 7:20. It could happen at 7:40. So we're going to try to mix it up this week with the app alert. And thanks, guys, for calling in. And congrats to Chris. He's going to be going to Watershed this weekend.
It's going to be one heck of a weekend at the Gorge.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Are you ready for Watershed? I know Shedders are ready for it. And what a great lineup with Bailey Zimmerman. You've got Dierks Bentley,
Jason Aldean.
Oh, list goes on and on.
Yeah, yeah.
Super excited about it. So looking forward to giving away some more tickets tomorrow. So make sure you download the KORD mobile app, and you'll be good to go just like that. You know, and looking slim and trim is what we're all about here at KORD. Patty has lost like 33 pounds, so she's ready for watershed because you could.
Can you believe it?
You could get back into the bathing suit and get
can
on
I
out
just
there.
Tell you, I put on some Nike shorts that I haven't been able to fit into for. You know how you hang, ladies, I know you can relate to this. You hang on to stuff, you go, oh, because it brings you back to a great time. And you go, I look good in those shorts.
It's the best.
I put them on last night and I'm like, oh my gosh.
And the amazing thing about this weight loss program that we've been on, the fact is you can lose 20 to 30 pounds in a month or two. Like I lost,
oh, absolutely.
I lost 20 pounds in 6 weeks. That was it.
I know.
And
you look great. You kept it off.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not even on the diet anymore. And that's what makes it so awesome is now I'm just maintaining. And meanwhile, Patty's still working at it. And of course there's no prepackaged meals, no surgery, no drugs, no injections,
no
exercising. And you're not even calorie counting, right?
Absolutely not. There is a plan. You follow it. The weight comes off. You definitely want to give Tri-Cities Weight Loss a call at 509-410-0670. Encourage you to get to their website as well, tricitiesweightloss.com.
Free consultation. I know Ashley, Dr. Lopez will take care of you. And when you give them the jingle, when you call them up about the weight loss, just say Rick and Patty sent you, 1027 KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Amazing weekend over in Seattle. Got to see Morgan Wallen. If you got to see Morgan Wallen, that's awesome for you as well. But then we had Boat Race Weekend, Art in the Park, a lot of things going on. Big super pet adoption event that happened at PetSmart. So awesome. So hopefully everybody had a great weekend. And welcome back as we start another week. I know it's kind of hard to imagine that it's almost, get this, Patty, almost August.
Can you believe it?
This year.
This
year has flown by.
It's almost time to go back to school.
It really is. And we got the $500 Visa gift card. If you want to win that, you can log on to the KORD mobile app and get signed up. All right. It's Other People's Problems. This morning brought to you by Cliff Septic. And Sarah, we got a bunch of callbacks on this, didn't we?
Yeah. Well, she wants to know if it's okay to take your own leftovers home from a gathering. She said she and her husband were out. They brought a big box of fresh cookies, a bottle of wine, and a six-pack of beer. And at the end of the night, there was still a half bottle of wine, three beers, and a dozen cookies. So my husband went and packed it up to take home. I said, yeah, you can't do that. You're supposed to leave that stuff behind. He said, nope, it's ours. We should get to take it home. What's the right thing to do? Sarah in Richland wants to know.
Lots of people are chiming in. And as much as I love my foster mom in terms of that etiquette, that was the one thing. I mean, she always said my butt was at the end of the line, but mm-hmm. it was never about, mm-hmm. you know. Now, again, we've talked about what we would do. Let's see what people are saying on Facebook right now.
I like Alicia. She says there's usually a group conversation on who wants to take what. Personally, we bought a big thing of to-go containers, so I didn't have to keep track of Tupperware, and people could take whatever they wanted, whether that be what they brought or, you know, what somebody else brought. So that's my advice. Have a conversation with everyone, hosts included. See what everyone wants to take and keep and go from there.
I like what Dylan said. It's 2025, and people are crying over three beers, $10 wine, and cookies. Jeff. Okay, so thank you, Dylan, on that. Michelle, you brought it. You leave it unless the host says otherwise. That's for Michelle.
Robin Discree, she goes, I host all the time. Please pack what you bring.
Amy says, offer to leave it with the host. Take it home if they decline.
Uh-huh. That's what I say. She leave any leftovers unless the host says otherwise. That's Janet. Amanda says, honestly, I'd let the host say so.
Yeah, I like what Robin says. I host all the time. Please pack what you bring.
Michelle says, you brought it, you leave it unless, well, you said that one, and then good question.
Yeah, Nick and Tammy are following. Yeah, absolutely, because I even as a little kid,
we still have questions about it.
Yeah.
What is etiquette? I don't know.
Okay, as Kevin says, leave it for anyone else who may still want to munch, unless you're the last one to leave. In that case, as the host, or they'd like to have it, or if you should take it or not, ask the host. That's what he's saying.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Just ask the host.
In
charge.
Micah says, as someone who's hosted several events, I've always overwhelmed with leftovers and usually had containers for anyone who wanted to take any home. So there are some good ideas here. A lot of them are saying, hey, just talk with the host. That's about it.
What most people are saying.
Hey, is it all right if I take this with us? Mm-hmm, or da, 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 mm-hmm. And then I like the people who come prepared, like, hey, we already got your Tupperware. All right, we got your Tupperware. It would have been funny. It would have been funny at the boat race that year if we would have already prepared our coworkers' Tupperware.
Everybody gets something to take home. Everybody who wants something.
Yeah, don't worry about going to your car. We got you covered. We already Tupperwared it up for you. That way.
You get nothing. There's nothing left for you.
Oh, my gosh. One of my old coworkers hated it. And so she would deliberately try to make sure there was none left over.
Yeah, I understand that. So,
all right. Well, we did our very best for you, Sarah. It looks like you got a bunch of great advice. Of course, you can still app chat. You can still call us. Let us know what you do in the situation. But it looks like all you have to do is talk to the host. And if you want to take it, you can take it after the host says go for it. All right. What do you guys think? Let us know. Rick and Patty, KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.